Michelle and Andy, thank you for coming and sharing with us this evening of that trip. And we will most certainly be remembering you in prayer over these coming days. We're going to drop the hymn that was in the program. I want to take just a little moment from God's Word this evening to ask the question, why do we do this? Why do we take the gospel message to the world? Why? There are some today who would tell you, we don't have to. These people have their lives, we have our lives, leave them to have their lives, you just get on with yours. But when we see the difference the gospel makes in Africa, when we see the difference the gospel makes in Papua New Guinea, when we see the difference the gospel makes wherever it has gone, we realize that we are part of a work that has God's purpose at its very heart. That is why we sang at the start of our worship this evening, I want to serve the purpose of God in my generation. I want to read to you some verses from Psalm 2. Verse 6 says, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. These words written by the psalmist, written hundreds of years before the Lord Jesus Christ came to earth. Peter and John in Acts chapter 4 make it quite clear that David was the one who wrote this psalm. But this was a psalm that was looking forward. Looking forward to one who would come, who would be a sovereign, who would be a king, but who would be a king over the whole earth. To all the tribes of Malawi, to all the tribes of Kenya, to all the tribes of no matter what country in the world you seek to choose. God says to his son, ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance. When God inspired Isaiah to write the book of Isaiah, he spoke of a time when the Messiah, after having died and come to life, would see his offspring, would see his people, and be satisfied. The Word of God makes quite clear that those people are in all the nations of the earth, the ends of the earth. That's why people go to Africa. That's why people go to Asia. That's why people go to South America. And that's why people bring the Word of God to Prestwick or to wherever else it might be, because there are people who need to know who Jesus is. He is God's Son. Acts chapter 4 was the passage that I mentioned there, because in Acts chapter 4, as someone once said, you know, if you want to really understand the Old Testament, then there's one infallible guide, and it's called the New Testament. It tells us what all of this means. And in Acts chapter 4, in these verses that we were looking at there, in verse 25, Peter and John say, you spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers gather together against the Lord and his anointed one. What Peter and John were doing was saying these promises are promises that spoke of Jesus. Jesus who would come. Jesus who would come, and would come not only for the Jews, but would come for all the nations, all the peoples. That's what is so clear in Psalm 2. Ask of me, and I will make Israel your inheritance. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. When Christ came, Christ died, and Christ was raised from the dead, there was a purpose in that. And that purpose was in order, that he would gather to himself a people out of every tribe, every nation, every people, every language. You know something? He's still doing it. He's still doing it. Christ Jesus himself said before he went to the cross, I will build my church, and even the gates of hell will not stop that happening. He actually said, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. But that's what he was saying. Nothing can stop Christ doing what he said he would do. And do you know how he does it? He does it through people taking the gospel. People taking the gospel, as Andy and Michelle and others did, to Malawi. People taking the gospel to all the parts of the earth. Matthew chapter 28, right at the end of Matthew's gospel, Jesus said these words just before he ascended into heaven. He said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Compare that with Psalm 2. It says there, you are my son, today I have become your father. Speaks of what God would give to his son. And in verse 18 of Matthew 28, his son says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Jesus is the one who has the authority. Jesus is the one who is able to offer life. Offer life to the people of Malawi. Can I say, friends, offer life to us here this evening? Life that is everlasting life. Because of his death on Calvary's cross to pay the punishment for our sins, he can offer this life. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And what does he then go on and say? He says, therefore, because of this, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We saw that there. We saw people being baptized, that outward public sign of an inward spiritual truth that we have come to saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, the work that's going on there, the work that Andy and Michelle shared with us, the work that, God willing, in the coming weeks we'll hear Yvonne tell us about, the work that was going on in India when she was out there just a few months ago. It's not just going, as it were, to make converts. To say, oh, we had so many conversions. It doesn't say in verse 19, therefore go and get decisions from all nations. Go and make disciples. What's a disciple? A disciple is someone who follows. A disciple of Jesus is someone who follows the Lord Jesus and lives their life for him. That's what he calls each one of us to do. He's not called us all to go to Africa. Even for a fortnight last year, a fortnight this year, wherever the Lord might lead you in the years to come, who knows? But wherever we are, if we have found the salvation that can be ours in Jesus Christ, he does not expect us to say, that's good, that's me safe now. No, he says, follow me. Be my disciple. And when you share the good news with others, encourage them to be disciples too, baptizing them in the name of the Father and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And that's the work that's going on in the ground out there. It's the teaching, day by day by day, of the good news concerning the Lord Jesus. That's happening there. That's happening here. And as we draw to our closing hymn this evening, just ask you. Some would say, I couldn't do what they did. I couldn't even just go up to someone and I'd share the good news. I'd feel so much on my own. How does Jesus say to people, go and do all of this? He says, because I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Can I tell you, friends, two truths with which I close. When the Lord calls us to serve him, he never says to us, I'm asking you to do something that's impossible. Because with God, all things are possible. He doesn't say to us, go and do this. No. The plan and purpose of God will never call us to do anything for Him that His grace will not enable us to do. But furthermore, He doesn't say, well, you get out there and do it. No, He says, as you go and do it, I will be with you. Whether it's Africa, whether it's Prestwick, whatever else it might be, the work that our Heavenly Father calls us to do, He calls us to do in His strength and be certain of His presence. So Andy and Michelle, we will pray for you as you pray for us, as we do the work that God has called us to do.